Today's episode is brought to you by the Sensory Project Club.
The Sensory Project Club is basically the podcast on steroids.
Yes.
So if you love our podcast, you are going to love the Sensory Project Club.
We share exclusive content for those parents, therapists, and educators who are really looking to find a community based on everything sensory that you need to help your child or your clients.
We share resources, product recommendations, books, everything that you could possibly think of to help your child or your children.
And it's all in one place. So if you need help with something, you can ask us questions, you can ask other members in the private Facebook group, and we're all here to help each other out.
The Sensory Project Club is perfect for you if your child is receiving occupational therapy, speech therapy, or physical therapy. If your child is exhibiting difficulties with sensory processing, and if your child is struggling with fine and gross motor skills, Sensory Project Club could be for you.
But it's also important to note that the club is not a replacement for therapy. It is not telehealth or teletherapy in any way. It is just an extra dose of information for you.
Sensory Project Club is also beneficial for other therapists to get more ideas and strategies to help your clients.
So if you are looking to join the Sensory Project Club, registration is open the first 4 days of each month. And you can either join us on a monthly membership or for the full year, and you get 2 months free.
So go to thesensoryprojectclub.com and check it out today.
Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to the Sensory Project Show.
Happy 2020.
Wow!
Happy New Year. Happy January 1st. Oh my gosh, we made it through another year. Congrats. Ready for a new, what is it?
A new decade.
Yeah, everyone's throwing a big deal about it, but I'm like, it's just another year, right?
You know what happened in the last decade?
What?
Well, 2010. Like the last big milestone.
Oh, what happened?
I graduated high school.
Oh my God, you're a child.
I don't feel like it.
You graduated 10 years ago?
I did.
Oh my God.
Holy cow.
So young. It's fine.
Anyways, we are here today to talk about the Sensory Project Club.
If you are already a member of the Sensory Project Club, yes, you're our people. Woo!
Our lifers.
Yes. Our lifers. If you're not a member of the Sensory Project Club, that's okay. We still like you. You can still listen to the podcast, but we wanted to talk about the club because there's just so many things we want to share about it.
So let's start this episode off with a bang.
Get ready.
It is January 1st, 2020. It's only going to happen once. So, if you are listening today, then we are offering a special deal for all of our wonderful podcast listeners, and we are actually going to give whoever you are a free month to the Sensory Project Club.
But here's the thing. The Sensory Project Club is only open for 4 days. So you have from today, January 1st, through January 4th, to take advantage of this special deal. If you're listening after January 4th,
sorry. Subscribe to our podcast so you get the notification when a new one launches.
There you go. So,
and we've never actually given away free months before.
No. Well, I think we've done like a giveaway, like one person won a free month.
But we have 1,000 people sign up for a free month.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It's going to break the internet is what's going to happen.
Yes. But that would be
so cool.
Let's
do it. Let's break the internet by having everyone sign up.
Yes.
So you just need to go to thesensoryprojectclub.com, click on join now. In order to take advantage of this deal for 1 month free, you have to join the monthly membership.
Yes.
You can still join the yearly membership. You just won't get this special deal. But here's the thing. If you join the yearly membership, you actually get 2 months free.
Yes.
So maybe that is a better deal. But if you want to get this month for free.
And just try it out. See if you like
you'll
it.
You'll love it.
You will.
then you need to use this code when you sign up.
Okay. In all caps.
All caps, you guys.
Free Club 2020.
So that's FREECLUB 2020. Did we say all caps?
All caps.
All caps.
Yes. So there you go. Now we're going to spend this episode talking about the club and what it looks like, what you get, why you get what you want, and
why you get what you want. Yep, you get what you
want. And just kind of the why behind why we started it.
Yep. So we created the club because we wanted to share more, right? Which was also why we created the podcast. Mm-hmm. But then it just turned into this idea that we can provide handouts and videos of all the things we want to share. And we couldn't do that through the podcast, mm-hmm. but we can do that through the membership site. And it just kind of turned into this big thing. The other thing is, we've said this before, but when you pay attention.
Absolutely.
So when you pay for this membership, you are going to pay attention to these resources. You're going to be more likely to use them. And it just turns into this great thing.
Yeah, and we want you to be actively participating yes. in our live videos and our, you know, giveaways and everything.
Our Facebook group. There's yes. a private Facebook group where you can ask questions, where we share some live videos. And when you're active in there, then you're helping your kiddos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can connect with you on more of a personal level, and you get to know us more than just our voices. You actually get to see our goofy selves.
And see, like, the unedited, unscripted videos that we do.
Yeah, and you know, we're just normal humans who make mistakes and like to have fun. And that's what you get when you're in the club. You yes. just get Rachel
real stuff.
Jessica.
You get the real us. So we initially created it thinking that we would be able to reach more families. But mm-hmm. what's happened is we've also had a lot of therapists and educators jump in. And that's been really exciting to kind of see the collaboration mm-hmm. and to see that, you know, there's other therapists out there who are seeking more information. And that's amazing because the more information and knowledge you have, the more families you can help as a therapist
Absolutely.
And educator. So.
And you can take all of this information that we're sharing with you and share it with all of your clients. And it's like a ripple effect. I mean, yes. if we could get every therapist in the world in the club, think about
all
those,
the families.
Think about the stories that we get when, you know, parents will reach out to us and say, well, I asked my therapist, this happened to me the other day.
Oh,
I'm still frustrated about it.
Sorry if this is you.
No, my, you know, I asked my therapist for a sensory diet and they gave me a handout. I asked them, I said, hey, I really think a sensory, they did our challenge. They said, you know, a sensory diet would help before bed and before mealtime. Can you please help us make one specific for our child? And the therapist said, well, no, I can't. There's just, you know, it's not really a diet. It's just kind of like a try this and try that. And you're just going to have to figure that out on your own.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh.
Like a parent is asking you for help
yes.
and you're saying, no, I can't help you.
That's my dream client right
That's
there.
Yeah, the parent's mm-hmm. asking like specific questions
yes.
so we can give them specific strategies.
Yes.
Absolutely. That, yeah, sorry.
So,
if you're a therapist and, I mean, we've all been there. I think we've all had those moments where we're like, oh, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you're not sure, then take action to be sure and so you can help your family.
I just wish that these types of resources were available when I was a new grad.
True.
Because I had no idea what I was doing.
No. And we have a lot of new grads or mm-hmm. OT students talk
yeah.
to us about this stuff, too.
And I just think it's cool that, you know, we have been mentored and we've learned what
yes.
works. And to be able to share that mentorship with other
yes.
therapists.
That's awesome.
And to hear of, like, teachers implementing sensory diets
yes.
for their entire classroom.
Totally.
I'm like in tears over here.
We did our obstacle course challenge and there was a couple of teachers in the obstacle, at least one, teacher who was like, hey, how can I complete, you know, a mini obstacle course in the 5 to 10 minute break that I have? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's amazing. Every teacher needs to be doing this for every age.
Yes.
Even those high schoolers.
Yep. And whether the classroom is full of mod severe students or typically developing students, it is beneficial for everyone.
Everyone. And you know what? As a teacher, it's going to be beneficial for you to take that brain break.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So that's our why. We are just spilling our passion into everyone in the club. And we just hope that it ripples and it ripples and it ripples.
So, all over the world.
Yep.
Okay. So just a couple of things. We wanted to just give you a breakdown of the things that we offer when you're a member of the club. Mm-hmm. So we have the private Facebook group. And in the private Facebook group, it's basically like a chat forum where you can post and ask questions and share your stories. We get in there and we post live videos of, you know, us using the content or us doing exercises that are on the website so that the members can see what it looks like, or there's examples of what you can do.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just a great place for members to ask questions. And what has been so cool is everybody helps everybody out. So, you know, we might not know all the answers to everything, but another therapist might have a good strategy, or another mom has a really cool thing to share with another mom that's worked with her kiddos. So it's just really good energy, and it's been fun.
It has been really fun. It's been cool. We also do mini trainings or like mini live
Q&A sessions. Yeah.
And so those are posted into the website, the membership website. And we've done a couple of them where we are in the video answering questions from members. Mm-hmm. So several members have sent us their questions. And then we've also done a couple of trainings with the club members where we hop on a Zoom call, we record it, they have questions for us, and we sit and we chat for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have trainings with other professionals. So we've done feeding challenges and school strategies and just different needs that our members are looking to find answers for. We'll just try to give them as much as we can.
Yes. And then every month there's new content posted. So I like to say that it's kind of like a magazine subscription. So if you joined us for December, you got all of December's content. But if you're just joining us in January, you won't get anything from December, but you'll get everything for January.
Mm-hmm. And going forward for as long as you're a part of the club.
Yes. So every month we add new sensory strategies, and these are ideas, tips, and tricks that we've used in our own treatment sessions, as well as, you know, other ideas that we come up with throughout our day and throughout our brainstorming.
So some of these things that we've had in the past are things like trigger trackers to help you track the triggers of meltdowns.
We've done holiday survival guides around Halloween and Christmas, Thanksgiving, because those are times when we see our kiddos having meltdowns because they're overstimulated. So providing families with ideas on how to handle that.
And we've done social story templates.
Yes, the social stories have been good ones.
Sensory diet activities, obstacle course activities.
And then going along with that, we also have a section where we post specific activities and exercises. Yep. And we are starting to focus more on primitive reflexes, because the more that we are learning about primitive reflexes, the more that we see how impactful they are. Mm-hmm. So we want to provide those resources to our members.
And our members have all asked, most of them have asked for more information on primitive reflexes. So it's where we like to share a little bit more of the in-depth on what they do, why they are there, and everything that they impact, as well as some tools to kind of help with those things.
And then we like to provide different ideas for different games and activities, and using Rachel's favorite term, different ways to use your sensory goggles.
Yeah.
To look at, you know, a game of Uno and how can you turn that into a sensory experience.
Y'all, I made a shirt that says sensory goggles. That's how important it is to me. And I'm actually wearing it right now.
You are.
Put your sensory goggles on and view the world with those goggles on.
Yes. We also have a blog section, and I think the blog section is the only section on the website that you get access to all of the past content.
Yes.
So we've got blog posts from parents and from other professionals for different ideas, different viewpoints on things.
Yep. Things like essential oils, things like nutrition, parenting. It's a growing resource that I'm not a blogger, but I'm really starting to like having those outsider perspectives coming into the club.
Yes.
And just another viewpoint, which is so amazing for these families and therapists.
Yes. And then we also post bonus video courses.
Woo-hoo-hoo, this is my favorite part of them all.
So here's the thing. If you go to our website, thesensoryprojectclub.com, there is a section where you can access and purchase our mini courses. All of these mini courses were previously in the membership club, and our members got access to those just with their, you know, their paid monthly subscription price.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in the membership club, then you have to purchase these mini courses separately. So if you're in the club, you get a new video course every month.
Yeah.
And right now, and the way we schedule this is actually, if you're a member of the club, you get two every month.
Mm-hmm.
Because we post a new mini course in the middle of the month, and mm-hmm. it stays there until the middle of the following month.
Yes.
So right now it's January 1st, which means that there's a bonus video in the membership club with 35 activities to promote handwriting. It comes with a calendar, and it comes with 35 videos of us demonstrating each of the activities. Again, there's 35. This is a lot. The other thing is you're not going to just sit down and watch this video straight through. This
mm-hmm.
is the idea here is that you'll jump in there and you watch the video for an upper body strengthening exercise, and you do that one. Or the next time mm-hmm. you watch the video for a fine motor exercise, mm-hmm. and then you do that one. You know, there's 35. There's a lot. Now, that's going to be in there until the middle of January, and then in the middle of January, we will replace that bonus video with a new one.
Yes.
And should we tell them what January's new bonus video is?
I think we should.
We may as well.
Yeah.
January's bonus video is going to be BOSU ball activities.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a really fun one to record.
It was. And we just love to give you guys multiple different ways to target multiple senses, multiple areas, using basically one piece of equipment.
Yes.
I mean, it's so easy to, you know, buy this and buy that and have this and you need this, but it really promotes the development of praxis to use one tool in multiple different ways.
And if you don't know what praxis is, we have an episode on it.
We sure do.
You can go listen mm-hmm. to that for more info on praxis, but that's a really important skill for our kids.
Yes, and so if you have this equipment at home, if you have it at therapy, if you have it at the gym, then you can use it. You can have all of these different tools in the back of your pocket or in your sensory toolbox to pull out when your kiddo is struggling or if you need an activity to do with them. It's just a great resource. So another area of the club consists of product recommendations and discounts on different products.
So we have really started to do a lot more collaboration
mm-hmm.
with different companies. And you can check out our YouTube channel to watch some of our product reviews for some of these different companies. But what we like to do is provide you guys with some discounts when we collaborate with these companies so that you can use these amazing products and just get a little bit of a discount by being a member of our club.
Mm-hmm. And if we can't provide a discount on the specific product, we just want to share it with you because it's meaningful and we have loved it. I mean, we don't ever recommend something that we haven't used or we don't love or that won't benefit you.
Yes.
Because that's not what we're about. I mean, someone could pay us $100,000 to promote this product that, you know, we don't believe in. We're not going to do it.
True. I was hoping you would come up with a real example.
Oh. No, I don't have one.
I don't either. It's fine.
But, I mean, we've had companies reach out that, you know, it's just not the right vibe. And you guys, we're honest with you. That's kind of, you know, that's our mojo. We're not going to sit here and say, hey, try this and do this and do this if we don't use it or if we don't do it ourselves.
Yes.
Because that's just not who we are.
No. Okay, one more quick thing, you guys. If you are one of our Instagram groupies, then you know that we've been doing these 5-day challenges, and I'm really loving them. Mm-hmm. I think they're super fun. I told Rachel that we're going to do them every month, and so hopefully she agreed with that. We've done a 5-day sensory diet challenge. We've done a 5-day obstacle course challenge, which you can go to our website and hear really, really soon. Those are going to be available as courses that you can get. But for all of our future 5-day challenges, if you are a member of the club, you will get access to those challenges for free.
Yes. Now, we did a 30-day multisensory processing challenge, which you can now purchase on our website. But that was free, and our sensory diet challenge was free. And we just made our most recent one, the obstacle course challenge, paid. It was $5 to join because we want people to use the information that we provide. It is a lot of work to put those challenges together. And
we're live 5 nights a week when we do these challenges. We go live in the Facebook group to talk to all of the challengers. So it's a lot of work on our part, but we want to give you guys this info.
We do. But we just want you to be in 100%.
In it to win it.
And we want you to benefit. And the only way to actually benefit from participating in these challenges is to actually do it. So we just want you guys to understand that, yes, you are paying to be part of the challenge, but you are going to get a lot of information out of the challenge.
Now, again, if you're a member of the Sensory Project Club, you can get into those challenges for free.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's like another additional resource for you once a month.
Yep.
Get it.
It's like a gym membership, right? If you're doing the monthly membership, you know, it's a cost. We get that. And it's almost like self-care for you parents out there. You know, you are paying to learn about what you can do to help your child and help your family. And it's not a toy. It's not a video game. It's not anything specifically for your child, but your child is going to benefit from you joining the club probably more than they will a new toy
or absolutely
something like that.
Yes, because you're going to have all this information. You're going to have all of these resources that you can just pull out when you need that specific item.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, once you're a member of the club, you get these resources. You can download the handouts. You have them forever. You can print them. You have the links to the videos. Like, this is all for you.
And you know, if you try it and you don't love it for any reason, it would be weird. But if it's just not your jam, we're not everyone's jam. That's okay.
True.
But if you don't love it and you join for the monthly membership, then you can just cancel it.
That's true. You can cancel it anytime.
And you won't hurt our feelings.
That's true. Now, I will tell you that if you join and you don't log in to get the resources, you're going to feel like it's a waste of your money, and it is. It's a waste of your money if you're not actually going to use what we're giving you. So if you are ready to use it it's there. Thesensoryprojectclub.com.
Yep.
Get in. I was going to say get in, get out, but I don't actually want you guys to get out. I want you to just get in and stay there.
Yes, that's true.
If you guys have questions, you can message us, email us.
Yep. We will put a link in the show notes that will direct you to the website. We'll have the discount code. Remember, it's free club 2020 in all caps.
Caps and the numbers 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So make sure you just hop on there and you try it. And you know, it's free, you guys. This is a big deal for us to give away a free month.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Oh, leave us a review on iTunes.
Yep. We would love that.
Stay tuned for some amazing interviews coming up in the next couple of episodes because we've been just talking to the most amazing people. So you need to subscribe so you know when those interviews are.
And happy 2020.
Yeah, happy new year.
Enjoy. Make this the best year yet.
There you go.
And we'll chat with you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.